is Roland. What is sin? You know what sin is? Sin is what just about all of us do compulsively and a million times a day. A million times a day we sin and we don't even realize it. Now, how does this happen? Well, first of all, we sin compulsively. We sin inherently. We're born in sin. And why is that? It's because we're born fallen. See, in the Garden of Eden, there was a fall. From Adam fell, he could have lived forever. He was very close to God. And he could have lived forever upon this earth on an endless voyage of discovery, every day being renewed and refreshed in God's love and God's light. And then a beautiful journey of joyous adventure and discovery. But he blew it. He disobeyed God. He reached for the very thing that he shouldn't. Whatever it is, it has something to do with the knowledge of good and evil. And you can see that today, can't you, when people ambitiously reach for knowledge? What kind of people want knowledge to lord it over other people? See, they want knowledge to be powerful, to be great, to be glorious, to be good. We want to be God. In other words, we want to be God. We don't want to serve God, but we want God. See, we want people to admire us. We want people to think well of us, and we become angry, and we hate people when they see us in a bad light. See, we don't like being criticized. We bristle when we're criticized, but we like to be praised. See, we want to be worshipped like God. And then when people don't worship us, then we hate them. And then we become a judge. See, God is both king and judge. So when other people don't do what we want them to do or don't see us as we want to be seen, then we condemn them. See how that works? All right. So now you see that we want to play God. So, but in the garden, there was a fall. The human race fell. And see, the whole human race, after Adam, we all inherited the fallen nature. So what nature did we inherit? We inherit a nature that is subject to wrong, subject to temptation, see, subject to naughty. See, even little kids, if you offer them a raw carrot or some candy, they always go for the candy. See, if there's some kind of gossip, someone's saying a little tidbit of gossip about somebody, we can't help but listen. See, we're excited by what's naughty. We're excited by what's wrong. That's the way we are by nature. Okay? If there's a bunch of kids and one of the kids is really rotten, then pretty soon you'll find the other kids will be following the rotten kid. See? In your neighborhood, if there's a good-for-nothing kid, then you might find your own child following that child, doing wrong things. See? And when you try to tell your child that other person that they're following is no good, they don't want to hear it. They like their friend, see, with whom they have a lot of fun and do bad things, and they don't like you for being a spoilsport. See how that works? So that's the fallen nature that we inherit. Okay, we inherit that fallen nature. So therefore, we compulsively go for the wrong. For what's wrong, for what's foolish, for what's silly, for what's dangerous. See, you find people going for that. Women choose the wrong men. There could be a whole bunch of men in a room, and a lot of them are nice men, you know. And what does she go for? She goes for the worst one. See? All right. So now you understand how we are by nature. But now I said we sin a million times a day. Okay? Well, another reason is because we, until we're willing to face the truth about our fallen nature, see the cold, hard truth about how fallen we are, see? And until we're willing to admit some things, you know, admit that we've been resentful and we've played God. See, a lot of ladies have tried to have played God and they've meddled in everybody's lives and messed everything up. See, and until men admit that, you know, the number one thing on their mind 24 hours a day is sexual support for their fallen ego. See, and until we're willing to admit some things like we hated our father, see, or we hated our mom, see. So we're willing to admit some things and see that they're wrong and be sorry for those. See? Then until we're willing to face it, the awful truth about our fallen existence, why we will want to reach away from truth. See, the truth makes us uncomfortable. See, the truth makes us uncomfortable, and so we reach away from it. So, a million times a day, see, we reach away from reality into our daydreams. See, into our thoughts, into images in our mind, into daydreams, pipe dreams, thinking about the past, see, planning for the future. See, we retreat into images in our mind, we retreat into words, see. So we escape from reality and we escape into the thought stream. So we submerge ourselves in the thought stream whenever, see, reality is getting a little bit too close. And of course, we use drugs to help us do that, and alcohol and marijuana to help us do that, and music to help us do that, and entertainment to help us do that, and a number of naughty distractions on the outside. And we can even use trouble and difficulties and things going wrong, and see, we can use those to escape into. Have you noticed how people, when things go wrong, they're secretly delighted because they escape into it? They use other people's issues. See, like a lot of moms, they ruin their kids, then their kids are in jail or on drugs, and then the mom spends the rest of her life chasing after the kids, see, and trying to help them. She ruined them in the first place, and now she spends the rest of her life escaping from seeing the truth about herself by escaping into being chasing after her kids. See, or some moms ruin the kids at home, and then they go out in the world and they're doing volunteer work. See, in the community, they spend their whole life out there in the community doing volunteer work so they can see themselves as a wonderful person. See what I mean? So why do people drink? Why do they smoke? Why do they take drugs? See, why? To escape. Why do people deny? If you catch them doing something wrong, what do? They deny the truth. If you catch them doing something foolish, see, then they make an excuse. Why do they make an excuse to deny the truth? Why do we have to rationalize and explain what we did? See, what do they say? The truth is self-evident. If something is right and it makes sense, then it's right and it makes sense. It doesn't need rationale. It doesn't need excuses. You see what I mean? But the main way that we escape from reality is into our daydreams. See, we escape, submerge ourselves in daydreams and in emotions. People use emotions to escape into. See, if you catch them doing something wrong, what happens? They immediately become angry. See, they escape into the emotions, into emotions of anger, excitement, passions. See, people can even escape into unhappiness. See, people that catch them sitting around feeling miserable, but they're using that to escape from the reality. The very reality, God's light. See, God's light, like which could, if they would sit still for God's light, and not keep escaping into their thoughts and into their daydreams and into their emotions, and it could make them well. And so that's why we have the meditation at the Center for Common Sense Counseling. It helps you. It teaches you how. It helps you if you have the right intent, if you want to wake up. It teaches you how to stand back from thoughts, to stop escaping into thoughts, and to stand back from thoughts. See, so then you can start to have clarity. You can be closer to reality, closer to God's light, closer to God's love, see? Then life will be sweet. My name is Roland.